Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Good morning all, and welcome to this first episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Today marks the beginning of the first full trading week in the year 2020. As we all know, markets this year have only traded Thursday and Friday last week, with both days ending positive. So, this week, there's bound to be a lot of expectations as regards the direction of the market. Are we going to see a continuation of what the year started with, or the reverse, or maybe a mixed sentiment? I have with me here to straighten out issues and guide our perspectives on market direction. Our dear friend Mr. Aruna Kabira is an astute market operator and chief dealer with Global View Capital Limited. Mr. Aruna, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Before we go into full discussion, let us quickly see how the market ended last week. The Nigerian equities market on Friday closed on a positive note, as the all-share index grew further by 0.38% to close at 26,968.79 points from the previous close of 26,867.79 points on Thursday. The market capitalization hits 13 trillion naira at the close of trade, up by 0.38%. away from the previous close of 12.971 trillion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks closed at 608.86 million units, valued at 3.76 billion naira in 6,071 deals. The market read closed positive as 22 stocks gained, while 15 stocks declined in their share prices. Niger Insurance led the gainers chart with 10% growth to close at 22 kobo from the previous close of 20 kobo. Cornerstone Insurance, African Prudential PLC, and Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, among other gainers, grew their share prices by 8.16%, 6.25%, and 6.11% respectively. Deep Capital and Omatech both led other price decliners, shedding 10% each of their share prices. Namet, Linkage Assurance, and Interlinked, among other price decliners, also shared their share prices by 9.68%, 9.43%, and 9.06% respectively. Sir, let us take off from here. The market successfully gained in the first and only two trading sessions in this year, 2020. Is this a sort of omen that could buff a major market euphoria this year? Or maybe I should rephrase this way. Does the performance we have seen so far this year signal how the market might likely fare going forward?
Yes, for every new year, there are a lot of expectations, and everybody believes that old things have passed away, all things become new. I was not actually surprised when the first two trading days of 2020 that the market is looking up. If you can recall, there are a lot of policies that were put in place for 2019, which I believe that they are going to be the overflow into 2020. And it's also believed that going forward, we have seen December 31st, 2019, and from any time from now, we have seen, I think Zenith and Guarantee have already sent their closure period. That means that they should be releasing their result, I think. We also discovered that equities were grossly undervalued after a prolonged bearish session in the market, with sell-off and weak economic fundamentals. I believe that because of that, people are taking position in anticipation of the release of quarter four. The market is looking up.
All right, thank you, sir. Let us briefly review the market for last year. Sir, 2019 was a very eventful year with lots of up and downs in the economic activities. The Nigerian equity market lost about 14.6% in the year 2019. Can you quickly and briefly take us through the economic activities last year as it affected the Nigerian capital markets?
You know that we saw the second coming of this administration, and a lot of policies were being put in place. And you know, economic policies are not always positive. Sometimes they may not go as desired. And like I've just said, we have a weak economic variable. There is still liquidity in the market. And you discover that, especially for 2019, as results have been released, especially quarter four of 2018, as quarter four will be released, and instead of prices to go up, they were actually coming down. I think there was this apathy. And you understand that the stock market is closely tied to the economy. Because the economy was not buoyant, the stock market too were responding negatively to that.
All right, thank you, sir. Considering government policies for 2019, spilling into this year, which specific policy can you say one should give a close watch that will shape the market's direction this year?
You know, we have seen a low interest rate regime in the money market. We have seen declining yield in the physical market. And if there is any, I think the budget has been signed, if there's any early budget implementation. And we also see there was recapitalization of the insurance, and the loan to deposit ratio was increased from 60 to 70, which may actually cause inflow into the risk sector that may boost economic activity that's needed to drive the GDP growth for this year. I believe that spillover to 2020, the moment the economy is affected positively, the Nigeria capital market will grow accordingly.
All right, sir. Now, with your projection of how the economy will fare this year, which specific industry, sector, or subsector can you readily recommend for investments?
You see, one thing I always like about the capital market is not actually a subsector base. I think it depends on the performances of the equities that are actually listed. I think what the market is looking for is performance. If a name release the result, and the result is fantastic, having like 100% growth in the any per share, and they are giving a good dividend, why will it not grow? That is insurance. And if you see Nigeria Breweries also releasing their result, and they're having a good growth and good dividend, why will it not be attractive? I don't think it have to depend on sector per se. I think it depends on individual performances that will be seen in another 90 days from now, because you know they are giving moratorium to report their earnings, their quarter four earnings by March 31st. I believe the market will flow according to performances.
All right, sir. The Nigerian Stock Exchange last week released the results reviewing the market indices. Let's look at NSE 30 Index, for example, where Wando, PZ, and Forte Oil were all dropped from top 30 most liquid and capitalized stocks on the Nigerian exchange. What good or bad would this development do to the prices of these stocks?
You know, there are criteria where a stock will be selected to join in Nigeria 30. You have just said it. You said the liquid and the most capitalized. And what have been falling this three stock that you have talked about for 2019 was actually not in their favor. We saw that for TOE, the management of for TOE changed hand. This is for TOE that have traded over 300 and is trading between 2018 and 2019. And we have seen Wando that have once traded 13 naira, 20 naira, is trading like 3 naira, 80 cover. The same goes with PZ. You know, one thing is perception. Since they are dropped from the NSE 30, it is a signal to a number of people out there that they could not meet up the expectation of being retained in NSE 30. I think definitely will affect their price going forward negatively.
Suspension was also lifted of the trading of Omatek stock after about 2 years. Is there any significant reaction one should expect around the stock going forward? Note, the stock was the second highest percentage loser last week Friday.
I am not actually looking at anything positively affecting Omatek as a result of the lifting of the suspension, because what led to the suspension? A stock that was suspended for 2 years. And why will the exchange put a suspension on the trading of a stock? Is it that one, they are not releasing their financials maybe for a very long time? They must have heard in so many areas. And lifting the suspension is because they would have fulfilled those conditions. Fulfilling those conditions does not necess- necessarily mean that will impact on the prices, because if they don't perform, the lifting of the suspension will not affect the prices. What normally affect prices on the floor of the Nigeria society is pure performance.
Soon, audited reports of companies are expected to begin to hit the market. How do you expect the market to react, judging by past market reactions?
I believe that is exactly what the market is actually reacting to. That is why we saw the first two trading days closing positively, because people have taken position. One, because of we have seen that most of the stocks have been beating blue black. A number of stocks have established their new 52-week low. And like I've just said, we have companies, stocks that we know that are going to perform, especially their quarter four. And it is going to affect the market positively, because people will be taking position against the dividend paying period. Take Zenith, for instance. Zenith that normally pay like 2 naira 75 kobo, trading at 19 naira. That is more than 10%. We have seen Guarantee trading 14 naira, is trading 13 naira. And they also pay like 2 naira 75 kobo, 2 naira 80 kobo. And that is what people will be taking position in and cashing out, especially when the quarter four results are released and dividend have been marked down.
Lastly, sir, please give us your specific stocks peak for the year 2020. And thereafter, please give us your number.
Yeah, for now, as we speak, we've just seen Vital Pharma just release their result. They are paying for the 2 kobo. I know that has driven it from like 380 to 470 at this. And I believe that when there is debt of dividend in the market, any dividend is enough. I think it's still going forward. I can see that Vital Pharma is still going forward. And I have always pitched my tent with NEM. NEM is going to do well, especially when the industry, that's insurance, is undergoing recapitalization. I'm also looking at Nigeria Bridge. I know that they are going to do well. Zenith, Guarantee, First Bank, Access are going to be there.
Before you go, sir, what will your expectation be for the trading section today?
Like I said, the euphoria will continue from this morning. I believe that we may likely see the market closing positively again, and the tradition of the market is if we close positive on Monday, it can have like 3 days positive close, and it might be 5 days positive close. I can see that taking position, because what actually drives the market is that people want to take position. That means that people are bullish on such a stock, and that is what drives the prices up. And the collection of prices going up is what moved the index up too. And I think I see that happening today, and I also see it happening this week. My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your time again. And to Amiable audience, I hope you enjoyed yourself. It is not late for you to call Mr. Aaron Akebiro now for an appropriate guide and advice. You do not have to wait until all prices are high before you start looking for what stocks to buy. This is how far time permits us today. But you can join our 24-hour stock market conversations on Telegram. Simply call the following numbers to join. 0803-224-423, 0803-224-423, and 0816131-8569. I'll take that again, 0816131-8569. I'll surely come your way again, same time, same station tomorrow. Until then, bye for now and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you.